I'm on 6th Street, famous for its bars, its nightlife, all kinds of people, and there is music coming out of every corner. I always prefer the live kind, and I always prefer the street musician or the busker. And I've just bumped into a young lady from California. What's your name?
Raven.
And you've got a dog with you. What's your dog's name?
His name's Root.
He looks pretty young.
He's about maybe 4 months. I'm not quite sure.
So you're playing guitar. What kind of stuff do you play?
I play a lot of 90s music. A lot of people like the 90s a whole lot, so it makes money. People love it.
And you kind of full-time travel?
Yeah.
Is there a word for that in the States?
There's a lot of words for it. Hitchhikers, travelers, train hoppers, all kinds of stuff. But.
And so, is this your only mean of income?
Yeah, I mean, I got food stamps, so I don't have to worry about food so much, but like I make money for my dog and I buy cigarettes and some pot sometimes, and so that's pretty much it.
How do food stamps work?
I just went somewhere and I was like, hey, I'm homeless, I don't have any income. And they were like, they give me $200 a month on a card, you know? The government gives me like food stamps, you know?
Is that enough to live on?
Yeah, $200 a month for food, that's good. I mean, I don't eat that much, so it's pretty good.
So life on the road, can it be hard?
Oh, hell yeah. It's really hard. It's like, I have a really heavy pack, you know, and I have to carry it around. I carry my life on my back, so it's like, it gets heavy and it gets wet sometimes, you know?
What things do you carry? What things can you not let go of? Obviously, your guitar, means of income.
I have a bow, I don't have any arrows, but I have a bow, like bow and arrows, you know? And I have my guitar, and I have a coffee percolator so I can still make coffee. And I have like beads and stuff because a lot of travelers trade things, like because everyone's broke, so everyone trades. So I have a lot of tradable things, like, I don't know, like just wire wrappings and wooden carving things and beads and stuff.
I'm really interested in the bow. Do you make your own arrows then? Or?
No, I haven't. I'm going to spange up some money to get some arrows because I traded a tent for that bow because I had some tents and it's really awesome.
I imagine it must also be dangerous as well. And do you travel alone a lot?
Well, I was traveling with my friend, but I think we're splitting up here in Austin, so I'm going to start hitching out by myself from here. And I'm kind of worried, but I got a knife, you know, and I got some blunt objects to hit people with, so I'm not too scared.
I tried to hitchhike yesterday when a bus didn't turn up after 2 hours, and I do a lot of hitching in the UK, and it's normally pretty easy, but they looked at me like I was some axe murderer.
Yeah, people get all, they're really paranoid here, they think everyone's gonna, especially about males, it's hard for men to do anything, but being a chick, it's way easier to get stuff.
What I need to do.
You just have to
have a vagina. Chick myself.
Yeah. That's all.
Get a vagina, and hitchhiking is so much easier.
It really is. It's easier to get things because people are like, oh my gosh, that girl is all by herself.
Say that again.
You'll never go hungry.
Okay, well. So tell me about incidents when you've been without food, you can't spend food stamps. So if you do need cash, what have you resulted to anything that.
Well, sometimes I've ran out of food stamps before because I got stupid and spent them all, you know. But I just take a sign, and me and my friend go like sit in front of McDonald's with a hungry sign, and people just buy us burgers and fries all day, and we just.
Surely you want to be sitting outside a nice restaurant.
No, man. Because McDonald's is cheap, so people be like, oh, I can buy 2 burgers for a couple bucks and throw it to these kids, you know. So it's really easy in front of cheap places.
Cool. So. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people walking past you right now have pretty much signed up for society.
Yeah.
And they might look at you and go, oh, I feel so sorry for her because she's homeless. And you've chosen to be homeless, obviously.
I don't consider myself homeless. I'm houseless. But my home is like with me, you know, I am my home. I carry my home. I mean, I feel like I've learned a little more than these people because I've learned things like I'm never going to get a job again. I'm never going to need a job. I don't have a diploma, but I don't need one. I can open a book and I can read, you know, I can learn. And I've learned a lot, and I can live in the woods by myself. I can survive. And a lot of people, if the electricity went out, they would just lose their minds. They wouldn't be able to survive. But I've learned things that other people don't know, that, you know, like, I can live. You know, if the world goes to shit, I can still survive. I see it as, you know.
There'll be some of those people going, well, okay then, goddamn, give your food card back.
Oh yeah, I still see myself as mooching off the government, but I mean, I don't need to. It's easier, you know? I just, easy way out, you know?
So there's a lot of people that also might go, well, she's living on the street because she's addicted to drugs.
No, I smoke pot, but I don't even drink. A lot of street kids drink, but they get all their shit stolen. But so drinking's really dumb when you're a traveler. But I know a lot of travelers who drink, but I don't do drugs. I like the experience of living on the street. I chose this way. My parents still try to get me to come home, you know, but I love living like this. I love it.
It sounds quite spiritual in a way.
Oh, yeah, I have faith. I believe in God. And, I mean, a lot of people that I know my age don't at all. They don't believe in God. And it's sad, but it's just some people get it and some people don't. And the people that don't understand, they can just fuck off, you know. They don't get it, and it's not meant for them if they don't understand. And they're not willing to open their minds to it. So I don't try to force it down anyone's throat. I have my faith, and I don't have to explain it to everyone. It's me. It's my faith between me and God. It's nobody else, you know. That's how it's supposed to be.
So, I kind of understand, having traveled a lot myself, what traveling gave me. I imagine traveling gives different people different things, but if you could explain to these people right now what traveling gives you that doesn't necessarily give them with their jobs and their houses and their cars, how would you explain that?
You meet more people. You're not as afraid of things. More things are possible when you travel. Like, you feel more capable of doing anything. Like, you can get anything you want just from traveling. You can see things. You know, like, people don't experience life other than going to bars and hanging out. You know, they don't really live. Like, you know, pioneers used to have to fight to survive, and people don't do that anymore. They don't know what it means to survive. And I feel like I know what it means to survive. I appreciate my life more than most people because I've had to fight for it, you know? It's just, I appreciate more. Oh my God, do I try? Try all the time in this institution.
What a lovely girl, and what an amazing survivor. Someone who's really quite present, very with it, and very, very brave. Not your stereotypical person living on the street that we kind of think in our minds must be addicted to crack and drugs and whatever evils there are in the world. She's chosen, some will say unethically, because she's sponging from the government, but she says it's easy. They want to give it to me, I'll take it. And I'm sorry, but I kind of get all romantic about these kinds of these lives that test the normal boundaries, the restrictions that we choose to live in, because it's comfortable and it's easy. We say it's comfortable, we say it's easy. She's the least stressed person I've seen for a very long time. I think she's not having too bad a time.